As I studied nonviolence, I realized that it has always been used by the oppressed against the oppressor. And the United States functions much more like the oppressor than the oppressed. So how do we apply nonviolence to the country that has the world's strongest military? There seemed to be something lacking there. So I went back to New Jersey and took a class in something called peaceful warriorship. It's based on the idea of martial arts like Aikido, where you protect somebody while at the same time protecting the life of the attacker. That became a metaphor for how our national security program could be modeled.